Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But we now are doing more testing than anybody by far. We do more in 8 days than they do in 8 weeks. And we go up on a daily basis exponentially. So it's really good. By the way, while I'm on it, I also spoke with Prime Minister Abe of Japan last night, and I congratulated him on a wise choice. I think it's going to be a fantastic Olympics, 2021. I think it's going to be a fantastic Olympics. It was the absolute right decision to delay it for a full year and now have a full, beautiful Olympics. It's going to be very important because it's probably the first time, maybe ever, or certainly in a long time, that it was on a odd year. It's always on an even year, they tell me. But he's going to have a fantastic success, and now they'll have even more time. He didn't need any more time. Everything was perfectly ready. What a job they've done. But Japan, I want to congratulate Japan, the IOC, and Prime Minister Abe on a great decision. I think it's going to be a fantastic Olympics. I told him I'll be there. I'll be there. As we fight to protect American lives, we're also protecting American livelihoods. Democrats and Republicans in the Senate are very close to passing an emergency relief bill for American workers, families, and businesses. This legislation, in addition to the two bills I signed this month, it includes, as you know, sick leave, and we have all sorts of things in for the workers, for families. But we have a tremendous paid sick leave provision for workers at no cost at all to the employers. And that's a big thing, no cost to the employers. We want to get everybody back working. Together, this $2.2 trillion legislative package is bigger than anything I believe ever passed in Congress. Perhaps, relatively speaking, if you go back, look during the FDR New Deal days, there was something that if you time value it, you could say it was bigger. I don't know. But this is certainly, in terms of dollars, by far and away the biggest ever done. And that's a tremendous thing, because a lot of this money goes to jobs, and families. The Senate bill, as you know, includes $350 billion in job retention loans for small businesses, with loan forgiveness available for businesses that continue paying their workers. They continue paying their workers. That's what we want. We want them to keep their workers and pay their workers. This will help businesses keep workers in the payroll and allow our economy to quickly accelerate as soon as we defeat the virus. $300 billion in direct cash payments will be available for every American citizen earning less than $99,000 per year. That would be $3,400 very quickly for the typical family of four. Nothing like that's ever been done in our country. Up to $250 billion in expanded unemployment benefits. The average worker who has lost his or her job will receive 100% of their salary for up to 4 full months. Unlike normal unemployment benefits, independent contractors and the self-employed will be eligible. So you have independent contractors and self-employed people will be eligible for this. Over $100 billion to support the heroic work of our doctors, nurses, and hospitals. They've been incredible. $45 billion for disaster relief fund. So we are setting up a fund of $45 billion for disaster relief. That's more than doubling the amount available to support my national emergency and disaster declarations. It's a doubling up. $27 billion to build up the strategic national stockpile with critical supplies, including masks, respirators, pharmaceuticals, and everything you can imagine, because it was very depleted, like our military was depleted. Now we have a brand new military. Never had a military like this. We have equipment either coming or it's already come. For the most part, it's already come, but we have a lot of things that will soon be coming. Planes, missiles, rockets, lots of things. But the stockpile was very depleted, like everything else. This will also include significant funding for the development of vaccines on top of the $8 billion we approved several weeks ago. Over $500 billion in support for the hardest hit industries, with a ban on corporate stock buybacks, which is something I insisted on. And frankly, I tell you, the Republicans wanted that, and the Democrats wanted that. We want them to use the money for the companies and the planes or whatever they may be helping to get over this rough patch. And I don't think it's going to end up being such a rough patch. I think it's going to, when we open, especially if we can open it, the sooner the better, it's going to open up like a rocket ship. I think it's going to go very good and very quickly. And you're going to have some tough new limits on executive compensation also. They need the money. They're going to have to sort of just make things work, because we're interested in the workers, the jobs. And we're interested in the companies, because that's really what fuels the workers in those great jobs. And we also have $16 billion in funding for the purchase of personal protective equipment. You know about that, such as masks and respirators through the Strategic National Stockpile. I encourage the House to pass this vital legislation and send the bill to my desk for signature without delay. I will sign it immediately. We will have a signing, and it'll be a great signing and a great day for the American worker and for American families and, frankly, for American companies, some of which were having the best years they've ever had these last few years. And then a little bit less than a month ago, they went into a position that they haven't seen because of the hidden enemy, the virus. Earlier today, I spoke to the leaders of many of America's amazing nonprofit organizations. I thank them for their unwavering and unwavering devotion to American people, to American families, to our nation. And they have been fantastic. They've been collecting supplies, distributing food, supporting healthcare workers, caring for vulnerable workers and families. I encourage them to continue to do it. But I'll tell you, the nonprofits have been fantastic. They've been great. They're great people, actually. I know a lot of them. Finally, I want to provide a brief update on the critical supplies. Through FEMA, the federal government has delivered or is in the process of shipping 9.4 million N95 respirators. Think of that, 9.4 million. 20 million surgical masks, and we have others that we think are going to be delivered pretty quickly. The whole world, you know, it's not just us, it's not just the states. The whole world is trying to get these things, so in competition with many, many countries. I believe today you broke the 150 mark for the virus. We have 150 countries, over 150 countries where you have this virus. And nobody would ever believe a thing like that's possible. Nobody could have ever seen something like this coming. But now we know, and we know it can happen and happen again. And if it does, somebody's going to be very well prepared because of what we've learned and how we've done. It's been incredible how we've done. Remember, there's more tests than anybody by far. And the news, the reporters, the media always likes to bring South Korea. They called me and they told me, it's amazing. Your testing procedures are amazing. Plus, we have a test that's a very high-level test, and it's a test that's very accurate. 3.1 million face shields, 2.6 million surgical gowns, 14.6 million gloves, and almost 6,000 ventilators, which go to the areas of greatest needs. We sent, over the last day, 4,000 ventilators to New York. And I spoke with the governor about that. He was happy. I spoke with the mayor also about that, Mayor de Blasio. He was very happy. It's hard not to be happy with the job we're doing, that I can tell you. Throughout this national emergency, everyday heroes continue to step forward and demonstrate the extraordinary character of our nation, including the people behind me. By the way, these people are amazing. They are amazing people, and they become I don't know, maybe I should just speak for myself, but to me, they become friends. Maybe they don't like me. Maybe they don't. Maybe they do. I don't know. All I can tell you is they're talented people. They work very hard. In Maryland, a 7-year-old boy used his own birthday money to buy meals for dozens of senior citizens. In Nevada, a college student recruited 90 of her friends to help deliver groceries and supplies to the most vulnerable. This is happening all over the country, thousands and thousands of instances. I could stand up here all day and tell you about other things. In Minnesota, hundreds of medical students have volunteered to provide child care for hospital workers, helping to keep our doctors and nurses on the front lines, fighting to save lives. These inspiring Americans remind us that we all have a role to play in winning this great national battle, and it's really a worldwide battle. We're dealing with other nations all the time. The people here are. I am a little bit. I take calls from a lot of people. They're in trouble. A lot of countries are in big trouble. So now we will hear from our great Secretary of the Treasury. He's been
working. It's 608 at 95.5 WSB. I'm Chris Chandler in Atlanta, and we have heard President Trump in what has become now a daily ritual, opening the briefing of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. His headlines tonight, he urged Congress to take action on the $2 trillion stimulus bill, which is still awaiting any action. Senate vote supposed to be today, but some Republicans and Bernie Sanders all complaining about various problems with it, and there has been no Senate vote even scheduled. Speaker Pelosi in the House gaveled them out of session about lunchtime today. They will not return today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.